Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap with me, Paige Estrotori. This is a financial services online initiative providing our fellow Australians with crucial insurance insights. Last Tuesday on the 18th of August, the Insurance Council of Australia pledged support for a new Victorian initiative aimed at strengthening our homes in the face of ideal climate conditions, which we certainly need to be prepared for in Victoria. With rising temperatures and the threat of coastal erosion, it aims to ensure we build back better. The Council advocates for national assistance to help manage extreme flood risks, an issue that has been raised repeatedly following the unfortunate floods in 2022. This scheme mirrors those already in effect in Queensland and New South Wales, making a significant point for climate resilience. Now, moving on to the unfortunate reality of insurance claims denied. Let's discuss the grounds for refusal. In a remarkable dispute last week on the 14th of August, an insurance policyholder and Hollard Insurance were embroiled in a controversy. Initially, the claim was for a single collision. However, smart in-car technology revealed two collisions 11 minutes apart. This compelling forensic data resulted in the denial of the claim, as the policy catered only to accidents from a single event. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the decision, emphasizing that the time lapse doesn't change the fact that these were indeed two separate incidents. We're also going to talk about a recent significant ruling where negligence led to a costly outcome. A few days earlier, on 15th August, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ordered that an insurance broker from the Community Broker Network pays their client $296,951 along with legal fees. This came after the latter suffered fire damage to their commercial property, which was unfortunately uninsured due to incomplete policy application and insufficient property assessment by the former. This serves as a strong reminder of the crucial roles of brokers in thorough risk evaluation and maintaining accurate records. Lastly, let's turn our attention to your professional indemnity insurance. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission recently expressed concerns regarding transparency among Australian financial services license holders. This raised a few eyebrows, especially because the lack of clarity in PI coverage and slow claim resolution could risk financial instability. In line with this, there's an anticipation of regulatory initiatives for the maintenance of accurate advisor registration and the reinforcing of trust in financial advice. That's your wrap for this week. For more on this and all matters finance, insurance, and more, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, your insurance matters, and financial gymnastics need not be a solo event. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, signing off until our next weekly insurance news wrap.